Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest died, went to heaven, but was sent back with revelation of the invisible world. Most Bible believers don't have a clue. Most non-believers don't have a clue. All the action is occurring that's causing all the things going on, good, bad, or whatever, in your life from the invisible world. He even had downloaded how to have every one of your prayers answered. Anyone interested in finding out?
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm here with my friend Kevin Zadi, and Kevin is having a dental procedure. He died. He went to heaven. You didn't want to come back.
No, Sid, I did not. I still can't understand how beautiful heaven is and how different it is to be down here. It's so slow. I just can't understand.
Well, what do you mean so slow?
This realm is just working so slow because it's a fallen realm. And so once you experience the other realm, you don't want to come back. I mean, there's no way that you want to come back. And so he did send me back. He wanted me to teach people about prayer and how it works and so that they don't get disappointed. But this realm is in a slow mode to me. It's everything's slow.
Now, I feel such a strong presence of God as we're speaking right now. Let's just kind of jump into it. What do we do? What's the first thing we should do to get our prayers answered all the time?
When Jesus was talking to me, Sid, he wanted me to come back and tell people to be aware that their prayers will be answered, but they've got to get on the same page as him. And so he has a command about him. And when he would talk, he would say, this is the way it is. And, you know, we've had meetings without you. We don't include you in on the planning part of it, but this is the way it is. And if you will get on the same page, then you're going to have all your prayers answered. Everything that you desire when you pray, if you believe, you shall receive it. That's what he told me.
You said that we have to pray ourselves into our answer. What does that mean?
Well, I saw, Sid, that the Spirit of God was standing by to coach us. And so he was there to tell us exactly what to say, what to pray for, and that he would give us in advance glimpses of the future. And so he was there to help us pray into our future. You see, Jesus told me, he said, I'm sitting here right now looking at your future because it's my now, but it's your future. But you can see it now if you will stay with me in the secret place.
And that's something that we've heard, the secret place, but what exactly is it? How can we get there, and how can we stay there? You look to me like you stay there.
Well, it's a safe place. Trust me, if you came back to a place that's not like heaven, you're going to find the closest place you can and to God, and that is right in the secret place. He showed me where it was, and I was amazed at how the cherubim are on each side of God, and they cover him. And he said, Kevin, if you'll stay right there in the secret place of the Most High, right there under my wings, which is the cherubim wings, then he said, all these things are yours. And the verses 9 through 16 go through in Psalms 91, go through those benefits. But he said, if you're not making the Most High your dwelling place, if you're not in the shadow of the Most High, then these things, these goodies, he said, are not for you because you're not close enough to me.
You were telling me about you have seen since you've been back here on Earth, it's almost at times you can see what's going on in the invisible realm. You saw something in New Orleans. Tell me about that.
Yes, I wonder why the Lord had sent me and my wife to New Orleans, because it's such a hard city, and in many ways. And so He told me, He said, because I trust you. And so we began to pray, thinking, okay, well, this is our assignment. So we spent a lot of time in prayer, and all of a sudden our eyes started to be open to what's going on around us. And we would pray and spend time with the Lord in long periods of time, and actually fast. And our eyes were open one night, and we saw these entities that were coming from the city of New Orleans. They were coming out into the rural areas where we lived. And I had not seen them until then, but I could suspect, just like some of the people at home would know, that they can sense when something is bothering them. I saw three entities coming up from New Orleans, and I saw an angel come and visit in our house. He grabbed me, and he said, I've come and answered your prayers. And he picked me up, and he blew those entities back to New Orleans, back to the city. And he said, this is how we take care of things on our side. And he put me back on my feet and flew away. And I thought, you know, what else is going on that we don't know about? But I just want to speak to the people out there right now, because I feel like a lot of you are going through some things, but you have to know that the angels have been sent to minister for you and to you, and that they have come and answer the prayers. The angel said to me, I have come and answer to your prayers, and we're going to take care of this, and this is how we take care of it. And I'm telling you right now by the Spirit of the Lord that this show is for you. I'm speaking to you because you are going through some attacks. And I'm telling you by the Spirit of God that the angels are going to be dispatched, and they are going to help you in this fight, and not to give up, because the Lord is with you in a great and mighty way.
I want to get in that secret place 24/7, so that, among other things, all the promises of Psalm 91 are going to be activated in my life. And I want you to get there, too. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
The supernatural knows no bounds, and now there are no limits to equipping you to receive your supernatural breakthrough anytime, anyplace. ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
I love that I can watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
My workouts are out of the box. And so are my ISN podcasts.
Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I want to talk to you about this invisible realm. There are what you call momentum breakers, and you identify who these momentum breakers are. You call them assassins. Explain.
I explain it this way, because when I came back, I realized that I did not distinguish that my enemy hated me and wanted to take me out. And I think as Christians, we lose our edge, that there is an enemy that hates us. And we think that somehow that he doesn't really hate us, that he just is misunderstanding and doesn't understand what's going on. But these demon spirits that come after people, they're momentum breakers. What they do is, if a Christian starts to break through and break away from the system of this world, they start to get into a pace, I call it. Jesus said that when you get into a pace, then you stay in that pace for the race. He said, these enemies know that if you continue in that pace, you're unstoppable. So Jesus told me, he said, that these assassins come, their whole goal is to take you out. And as Christians, he told me, Christians have to start realizing that these demons' goal is to take you out, and that is why you need to be sober-minded, like Paul told Titus. And so I tell people all the time, listen, there's things that are being sent out to you, and there are to trip you up so that you never get to that that momentum that breaks out. And so that's what Jesus sent me back for. He said, tell the people that they can break out, and that the devil is going to throw everything he has to stop them. But if they'll continue in their pace, they're unstoppable.
What are some of the areas that are these momentum breakers that these These are actual demons whose job is to be an assassin. They don't care that you die. They want to stop you from having that momentum that God has for you to fulfill your destiny.
Yes, sir. I feel the anointing so strongly right now because this is some of the things that will happen. You'll start to set times aside to pray. You'll start to say the right things that the Lord is saying to you. You'll repeat them. The angels start to come because they are attracted to what's written in your book. So when you start to say things in
the book of life.
Yes. And so then these demons will come. And what they'll do is they'll start to do things that'll show that your relationship with God is not what you thought it was, because things will start happening that are bad. And the Lord said, this has nothing to do with me and my relationship with them. That these bad things are assassins that are supposed to defame. They're sent to defame God. So you think that because you prayed and you started doing things in a direction that it just increased the warfare. And see, they want you to back off. The demons want you to back off. Jesus said, don't. Keep pushing through. Keep in your pace. And he said, you'll gain momentum and break out. And there will be no demons.
In other words, what he's saying to you and what you're saying to them is, don't give up. That's the word for you. Stop. Don't give up. Okay, so you went to heaven, you saw the book of life. What was that like, seeing a book that tells your whole life, all the future?
Yeah, I saw that Psalms 139:16 was absolutely true. I saw that people's names were on the bindings of the books, and they were the acts of God through individuals, and everybody has a book. And I saw that the angels are only assigned to help people with their books. And so most of the time when people get in trouble, angels come and rescue them, but that's not their main job. Their main job is to help you with your book. So when you pray in tongues, you actually have the Spirit of God reading your book. And your angels say, hey, that sounds familiar. That's the code words. They're like military officers. They'll just get ignited and start to do that. They'll just accomplish your book. So angels, remember, the angels are sent back to do your book. And there is a book written about you before you were born.
So if I'm hearing you right, what you are saying is there's a book that has your whole life. Nothing happens on earth unless a human speaks it. And by speaking in tongues, your book, you are speaking your entire destiny. That book is so specific. You told me that you saw exact amounts of money people would make. Explain that.
Yeah, there was one of the books was a friend of mine, and he was actually very wealthy as a young man, was going to make a large amount of money in his lifetime. Jesus had it down to the penny. And he said, this is what he'll be worth when he passes away and comes with me. He said, however, he's not praying in the Spirit. He's not speaking in tongues. And so the Spirit of God is not allowed to have utterance through him, which means that he's not reading his book. His book says, okay, this is what he showed me. And Jesus pointed to the figure. It was four times the amount that he was going to make if he didn't speak in tongues. So if by speaking in tongues, it increased his net worth in his lifetime four times, not because he was focused on riches, but because the Spirit of God was leading him into all truth, which in fact was God's assignment for him to make money for the kingdom.
Jesus said there was a number one way to get into the Spirit. What was that?
He said it was praying in tongues.
When he came back, he provoked everyone in my audience in the studio and at home right now to jealousy. He came back he went to heaven playing zero musical instruments. He came back playing nine instruments. But then Jesus wasn't quite happy the way he played the sax. And so Jesus came and gave him special lessons to play the sax. Did Jesus play that same sax you're going to play when we come back?
Yes, he did. And he was really good at it.
Why am I feeling such a presence of God? Well, I just heard a word of knowledge. There's someone with a pain in your neck. If you move your neck, you'll see that the pain is gone. And in your head, there's like migraines or tumors, and backs are being healed right now, and hips, fingers, arthritis. Why did this just hit me? I mean, the Spirit hit me, and then I just started giving words. And by the way, you are healed. What's going on?
Well, I also feel like joints are being healed, and also I have the word for kidneys and livers, that there's healings going on right now with blood issues, and has to do with the kidneys and the liver. And there's somebody who just got healed. Their eyesight just got healed.
Okay, when we come back, I'm going to commission Kevin to play the sax, the same type of sax he saw Jesus play, the way Jesus told them to play. And I believe you're going to prophesy with music for specific people. When you aim that sax at the camera, you at home are going to get healed. And when you aim that sax at our studio audience, who knows what's going to happen? I see what's going on with him. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
God, Jesus taught Kevin how to play the sax the way Jesus played it, but he also taught you how to pray the way he prayed. What did he tell you?
He told me that I didn't have enough depth in my prayers, that I didn't have enough access to the depths of my heart. And he explained it as this said. He said, in Psalm 16, David wrote that prophetically for me, he said. Jesus said that David wrote that psalm, and he memorized that psalm because when he was in the depths of hell, he said he rehearsed that psalm over and over again. And he said, I cleared a way out in that place for you and for everyone in Messiah to pray from those depths. He said, I prayed myself out of hell because I had the Psalm 16, and I prayed that continually, and then the Holy Spirit came and resurrected me. And he said, when you pray with that kind of a fervency where you know who you are based on the Scripture. Because he said, I had no witness when I was down there. I had no Holy Spirit help. He said, if the Father had not given the command, he said, I would sit down there until he gave the command for me to be resurrected. That's how much I trusted him. He said, that's where you pray from. You pray from those depths, that trust.
And then he visits you and taught you how to play. But what kind of sax did he have?
It was interesting because there's several types of sax. This one
right.
was a soprano.
I think in terms of a sax that's kind of curved. You
yes.
know.
And I have all of them, but this particular one he had was a soprano sax. It was a beautiful gold saxophone, and I was sleeping at the time, and I heard something. So when I woke up, he was standing there, and he had this sax in his hands, and he started to play it over me. You know, because he sings songs of deliverance over us. But I found out that he was playing this beautiful saxophone over me. And he took it away from his mouth and handed it to me. And he said, you play. And I go, Lord, I can't play like that. He said, that's because you're doing it wrong. He said, let me show you. He said, stand up. So I stood up. My wife was still sleeping. And I looked around me. He goes, see all that around you? He said, that's the Holy Spirit and the presence and glory of my Father. He said, that's always there. He said, what's wrong is you're not breathing in heaven first. He said, breathe that in first and then blow it through your horn and it'll work out just fine. So I took a big breath and all this gold air around me went inside of me. And I put that horn that he handed to me in my mouth and I blew. And it was exactly like Jesus had played. And so he taught me that, he said, everything you do, Kevin, should be from the breath of heaven.
I am going to stretch Kevin. He has played instruments in front of groups of people, and people have been healed and delivered. But I want him to do something else, something that I don't believe anyone's asked him to do before. I want him to take that same type of saxophone he saw Jesus play. What is it called?
A soprano saxophone.
A soprano sax. And I want him to prophesy over selected people in our studio audience by not his mouth, but by that golden breath coming out of the sax. And then I want you to look at the camera and prophesy to specific people at home through that music. And I believe we're going to get amazing results.
Yes.
I mean, I've heard of this before. Now, we're all going to witness it. Kevin, get that anointed sax, take a deep breath of that golden oxygen, and play.
Amen.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Randy Clark. I've seen thousands healed, and I know thousands more will be healed through this program. Whether you need healing for yourself or you want to see others healed, this show is for you. Join me on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth and get ready for your healing breakthrough.